Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, November 27th, 2023, through Friday, December 1st, 2023. Monday, November 27th, 2023. Ithaca man convicted at bench trial of wire fraud and engaging in transactions in criminally derived property. Ijembai Ona was convicted at a bench trial, non-jury trial, of 2 counts of wire fraud and 3 counts of transactions in criminally derived property for fraudulently obtaining 2 Paycheck Protection Program, PPP loans, during the pandemic, receiving over $140,000 in loan proceeds, and spending those proceeds, among other things, and 3 separate transactions, each exceeding $10,000. The government's evidence at trial established that Ona submitted 2 fraudulent PPP loan applications to 2 different lenders in June 2020. Each application included false information about the payroll and number of employees at Ona's company, which he claimed was engaged in a seasonal nanotechnology business and were supported by falsified tax returns. Ona spent the more than $140,000 he received to, among other things, pay back rent at his personal residence, lease a luxury car, and fund his expenses of daily living. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, November 28, 2023. Businessman sentenced to 5.5 years in prison for participating in a bribery scheme with former Illinois state lawmaker James T. Weiss. The manager of a Chicago sweepstakes gaming company was sentenced to 5.5 years in prison for participating in a bribery scheme with an Illinois state lawmaker. Weiss paid thousands of dollars to then-Illinois state representative Luis Arroyo. The bribes were paid for Weiss's gaming company, Collage LLC, in the form of checks made payable to Spartacus III LLC, Arroyo's private lobbying firm in Chicago. In exchange for those bribes, Arroyo promoted legislation in the Illinois General Assembly related to the sweepstakes industry and advised other state lawmakers to support the legislation. In August 2019, Arroyo offered to have bribe payments made to an Illinois state senator in return for the senator's support of sweepstakes-related legislation. As part of the scheme, Weiss agreed to conceal the bribe payments by making them appear as if they were for legitimate consulting work. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, November 29, 2023. Former chairman of One Global pleads guilty to running $250 million securities fraud scheme. Carl R. Rudiman, former chairman of One Global Capital LLC, pled guilty to a $250 million securities fraud scheme. 4 of Ruderman's co-conspirators have already pled guilty for their role in this fraud, including 2 lawmakers who provided him with false legal cover to skirt federal securities law. Ruderman pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit securities fraud in violation of Title 18, United States Code, Section 371. In his plea, Ruderman agreed to a sentence of 5 years, the statutory maximum, and to a forfeiture money judgment of over $250 million. Ruderman admitted that he spent One Global's investors' money on credit card payments, vacation travel, insurance payments for his art collection, and valuable jewelry, drivers, nannies, housekeepers, mortgage payments for his house, tuition, and payments for a luxury vehicle. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, November 30th, 2023. Former information technology manager sentenced for scheme to steal over $1.4 million from employer. Todd Erickson, the former information technology manager of a Quebec City, Canada-based telecommunications company, was sentenced in connection with a fraud scheme that involved the theft of over $1.4 million in computer equipment from his employer. Erickson pleaded guilty to wire fraud and filing a false tax return. He was sentenced to 1 year and 1 day in prison and ordered to pay restitution of $1,596,000 $1,328, and to forfeit $1,457,429. Erickson served as the information technology manager at a telecommunications company that, until February 2019, had an office located in Chelmsford, Massachusetts. As information technology manager, Erickson was responsible for submitting requests to purchase equipment, such as computers and hard drives, from at least January 2012 through February 2019. Erickson fraudulently submitted purchase requests for computer equipment that the company did not need. Thereafter, without the knowledge or approval of his employer, Erickson sold the items to third parties. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Friday, December 1st, 2023. Chief Compliance Officer sentenced to $50 million Medicare fraud scheme. Stephen King of Miramar, California, was sentenced to 4 years and 6 months in prison and ordered to pay $21.7 million in restitution for his role in a healthcare fraud and wire fraud conspiracy that resulted in over $50 million in false and fraudulent claims being submitted to Medicare. According to court documents and evidence presented at trial, Stephen King, 45, of Miramar, was the chief compliance officer of a pharmacy holding company that fraudulently billed Medicare for dispensing lidocaine and diabetic testing supplies that Medicare beneficiaries did not need or want. King, along with his co-conspirators, operated A1C Holdings LLC, a holding company for a number of pharmacies in various states, including All American Medical Pharmacy in Warren, Michigan. The evidence presented at trial also showed that King and his co-conspirators took several steps to conceal their scheme, including enrolling their mail-order pharmacies as brick-and-mortar retail pharmacies to evade more rigorous oversight, shipping prescription refills for high-reimbursing medications and supplies without patient consent, concealing the ownership of A1C Holdings, LLC, and its pharmacies, and transferring patients between these pharmacies without patients' consent. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us for more information regarding our current certification offerings.